Hey there. Thanks so much for jumping in the car with me. Let's go for a ride on this edition of The Chalene Show, recorded live from the front seat of my vehicle. Don't worry. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
I assume you're listening today because you feel overwhelmed, stressed out, like there's too much on your plate. Or if not, there's definitely been a time when you have. All of us have experienced that. I want to share with you some suggestions on how to fix this, and maybe even more importantly, why you need to fix it, why it's not a good idea to just keep stretching your limits and putting more things on your plate. It's not a good idea if your goal is to live a long, healthy life anyways. I mean, we all know people who burn the candle at both ends, and I can tell you, statistically speaking, they have heart attacks, they get cancer, and they die young. Younger than what they should, because stress takes a toll on your life. When you're under a lot of stress, you mistreat the people that you love the most. You completely mistreat yourself. When we're under a lot of stress, overwhelm, we make decisions that are contradictory to health. It's when we decide, oh, I don't have time to exercise. I don't have time to meditate or do yoga or do things that are restorative. I can't even imagine going to the movies or enjoying a hobby. We don't do those things when we're incredibly overwhelmed, overstressed, overscheduled. And perhaps one of the most common things that we do when we're overstressed is we eat the wrong foods and we drink too much or self-medicate. And all of these things diminish health. And when you have diminished health, you have a diminished ability to deal with stress. Oh, and I might add that when you are under considerable stress, it increases cortisol levels. It increases insulin levels. So it impacts your hunger, specifically your cravings for high carb, decadent, and even comfort foods. It also diminishes your ability to sleep. So if I haven't sufficiently convinced you that you need to minimize stress, well, maybe just knowing that it's going to give you more wrinkles and gray hair might help. I don't know what it is. I assume that your primary motivator, like most of us, I don't know if we think about longevity most days, but I know that I think about how I feel. Like, that's pretty common. Like, when you feel overwhelmed and stressed, suddenly it's just like one last thing is too much, and you find yourself just feeling like, oh my God, I'm going to drown. I can't take it. I want to run away. I can't handle this anymore. No one's helping me. I can't deal. I know I get like that. Like, I go from feeling completely calm and peaceful, and then, okay, yep, this is a good pace. Oh, okay, so, oh, that's a little bit more than what I'm used to. No problem. I got this. Okay, you can do this. And I just start talking to myself into like, oh, you know, it's just going to be for a short period of time, but you can do this. And then suddenly one more thing comes on my plate, and I know I'm under too much stress when that one more thing is, it creates a response in me that's not appropriate. Do you know what I mean? Like, your kids have done something and you explode and you yell and you become someone that you're not, or you become impatient, or you swear when you don't normally use profanity, or like someone tells you, you know, you've got to do this, or you miss this deadline, and you find yourself like wanting to cry, and you're like, what is going on? I never cry. That's how you know that you've been ignoring the signs leading up to the breaking point. And I want to encourage you to not ignore the signs, like to pay attention, to listen to them. And one of the best ways to do that, one of the only ways I know to do that, is to have boundaries, to have guidelines, to have something that you use to measure when something is too much. For me, that I could be there, but I'm not right now in this exact moment. So I want to share a personal experience with you. I pray that this helps you. As you know, if you are a regular listener to The Chalene Show, about three and a half weeks ago, I experienced a complete hamstring avulsion, which is a pretty serious soft tissue injury. Two of my tendons tore away from the going to say it right because I practiced it. I practiced it. Ischiotuberosis. Yeah, that's what it is. Otherwise known as one of the bones in your pelvic region, like back of the butt. So right where your hamstring attaches to your butt bone, two of those tendons ripped off. Oh, lovely. So I've been trying to heal them naturally, which has required at a minimum 3 hours of physical therapy, typically done during work hours. And that doesn't include drive time. So it can be anywhere from 4 to 5 additional hours of time that I don't have now. So what are my options? Because work is still there. And work was like in hyper intense overload mode before this injury. So now I've got this pile of things I need to get to mainly because of the 131, because I want to change the world with the 131. I want to help people get healthy. But now what do I do? And then I'm going to lose 5 hours. Okay, so that means if I have to do those 5 hours during the work day, I've got some choices. I can move those 5 hours that I'm losing into my evening time, which would mean that I would be working until like 10 or 11 at night. That's one thing, which I'd be happy to do, maybe, I don't know, if I didn't have a life. But I have a life, and I have a husband, and I have a daughter. And I am devoted to helping people live a happier, healthier life myself. And that means I personally have to really understand the toll that stress plays on our health. If I want to be healthy, I can't just exercise and eat right. Your lifestyle impacts your health. You want to increase your chances of getting cancer or any other disease? Add some stress to your life, or just don't pay attention to stress. I love it when I meet someone, they're like, well, I don't think I'm stressed. I mean, yeah, come to think of it, my eyebrow has been twitching for the last 2 weeks, and yeah, my digestion has been way off. But I don't think I'm stressed. It's like, you know, your body is trying to tell you something. I can't sleep. I'm not sleeping well, but other than that, I'm not stressed. Well, your body will often tell you something long before your brain acknowledges it or admits it. So here I am, way behind. And it doesn't just impact me. It impacts a lot of people. We're working on the book for the 131 method, and I've got deadlines to meet. And a publisher who's expecting things to be finished by then. I've got podcasts and interviews with new employees and trainings and things I need to review. And, well, I mean, I don't need to tell you a lot. So, you know, yesterday I was kind of looking at this list of all of the things that I am now even further behind, perhaps even maybe even 4 weeks further behind than what I was. And I was looking at this list and I don't know what it is. I didn't feel stressed. And I believe it is because I have a priority clarity statement. I know what is most important. And it is not all these other things. So what's the consequence of me placing my own priority ahead of someone else's priority? Happiness. That's what it is. Because if I didn't have a priority clarity statement, which maybe I should do an episode and help you write your own. But that priority clarity statement, oh my God, it sets me free. Do you hear that clanking? You know what that is? Those are my 3 water bottles because I couldn't find my bag this morning. So they're clanking around in my front seat, which is why when you invest in the 131 hydration system, which by the way, you don't have to be part of the 131 family to invest in it. But see, if when you invest in a 131 hydration system, you won't have water bottles clanking around in your front seat because we've designed this really cool bag that holds them perfectly and keeps them separated and just makes it really easy for you to drink more water. Check it out by going to 131h2o.com and you can avoid water bottles clanking all day in your car. Anyways, back to my point. My point is I have a priority clarity statement. And when I'm struggling with any kind of emotion, it's usually tied to a decision or people. So think about that for a second for yourself. The last time you've kind of struggled with something where you're like, I don't know what it is. I just feel a little off, a little upset, a little confused, not happy, whatever it is, stressed. It almost always comes down to your relationship with someone or a difficult decision you have to make, and you just don't know, am I hoping this is the right decision? Whenever I feel that way, I pull out my priority clarity statement. And this is a pretty long statement in which I have taken the time to go through the process of figuring out what is important to me. What does that look like? What are the boundaries I want to set about around that? What's the furthest I would push? How do I assess my own happiness? What are the things that matter most to me? What are the things I won't do? What are the things I have to remind myself are not important? And when you have the statement and you've created the statement in a moment when you're not faced with a difficult decision, you're just like really thinking about what matters most to you in life, and you create this statement, I'm not kidding. Absolutely every single possible decision that you need to make, when you think about that decision, then you pull up your priority clarity statement, your answer is as clear as a bell. And more importantly, you feel good about it. So as I started to feel a little guilty about all the people that are waiting on me or are expecting something by a certain date or all the, you know, deadlines that are pending, and considering like, okay, should I spend more time in the evenings working? Should I focus the next, you know, whatever, 6 weeks and give up my weekends entirely? I mean, I'm working a little bit on the weekends. Who doesn't when you're a business owner? But should I do that? I pulled out my priority clarity statement and I was like, no, it is what it is. And what is most important is that I have peace and I feel calm and that I feel that with my family. So it is what it is, and I'm okay with the fact that some people may be disappointed. I might not have an opportunity to meet with some of these people again, or they might not give me another chance or another project, or they might think poorly of me. What do I care? I mean, I care, but I care a lot less when I compare that to what I care most about, and that is my health and my sense of calm and my sense of peace and doing right by my family, which doesn't include money, right? So a lot of those things, I'm worried about people being upset and what they're going to think about me and other opportunities. I mean, when I boil it down, that's all it comes down to, money and ego. And that's got to be far less important to me. And it is, when I read that priority clarity statement, I'm like, it is what it is. And then I just lay it out. Here's the deal. I'm human. This is me talking to anyone who, you know, is asking about a particular deadline. Here's the situation, and here are my boundaries. I'm not willing to work late into the evenings, and I'm not willing to give up my weekends, and I have an unexpected injury and more on my plate at the time than can be distributed to other people. So it is what it is, and I understand if you have to make other accommodations, but I can only do my best, and I'm going to do so without killing myself. And I'm really good with that. And you need to be really good with that. But you have to start by knowing what your priorities are, because if you don't, man, other people can get into your head. And man, you just keep putting things on top of things that are already on your plate, because even though it's a very short word, the word no, we have a difficult time saying that word. I like to suggest that instead of saying no, because it is a hard word to say, I don't even say it very often. I always say, hey, that sounds great. Let me get the details and I'll get back to you. And that just gives me enough buffer to A, look at my priority statement, and B, respond back in kind and say, I really wish I could, but unfortunately at this time I can't. Maybe I give them a reason, maybe I don't, right? But that's really how you're gonna give yourself the peace of mind that you deserve. I want you to know everyone else's priorities aren't yours, and they usually don't have your best interest at their core. Your priorities do, and that's what you should use to guide your decision making. When you have a difficult decision to make, you look at your priority clarity statement. I'm going to share with you something I haven't talked about, but our program, the 131 Method. You know, I got some feedback from a few people that were like, you know, what about a different name? And that got in my head. And I started really thinking about selecting a different name for the 131. Now, meanwhile, we've got, what, a year and a half of promoting this name, getting brand awareness. We've got trademarks and artwork and digital files and videos and hundreds of articles. And I can't even tell you how many videos we've done. And there's a lot with the 1-3-1 branding on it. However, this is going to be a global brand that's going to change the health of the world. I know that to be true. So if I'm going to select a name change, like, this is the moment to do it. So before I made that decision, I just started to embark on the research, like what would be involved. And there's like any name that might fit the program has been taken. And all the social media handles around it have been taken. And all the domains have been taken. And all the trademarks have been filed for. So it would mean like coming up with a kind of a fictitious name, right? Like Google or Noom, right? So a name that people like, it doesn't mean anything per se. It's almost like a fictitious name. So we thought about that. And then we started doing research into like how much work would be involved, etc. And everyone they talked to was like, you know, I don't know. Either way, I can see it. You know, I can see the value either way. But what it meant when I looked at everything that was involved and kind of reverse engineered that ultimate decision, I looked at all the work that would be involved and how we'd have to refilm all of these videos and we'd have to, you know, just there's a lot of work and a lot of expense involved. And I'm like, gosh, Brett, I wish I knew what's the right decision. I wish I had a crystal ball and we could look into the future. And then I was like, wait a second, honey. I just need to look at our priority clarity statement because I'm really struggling with this decision. And I pulled out the priority clarity statement and like within 2 minutes later, I go, okay, the name is 1-3-1 method. Period, end of subject. Because to do anything other than that would be contradictory to peace, happiness, balance. And it would be something I would be doing just because, to be honest, the only reason why I would have changed the name is because maybe somebody thought another name might be more marketable. And then that just boils right back down to dollars. And that's not on my priority statement. I'm going to do right and the universe takes care of you when you do right, when you do the right thing for the right people, for the right reasons. I just am a firm believer that God takes care of you, the universe, your higher power. That's how you're rewarded. You know, I really believe that. And even our challenges sometimes are a reward. Don't just think that like our rewards are supposed to, you know, mean that we have this beautiful rose-colored sky. Sometimes our challenges are incredible gifts to us. So I'm going to ask you now to think about all the things that are stressing you out. And here's some actionable steps. Number one, make a list of everything that is being required of you. Number two, circle those things that only, and I mean only, you could do. So like, I hate to be morbid, but like if you were to pass away tomorrow, could somebody else pick up the slack? Could somebody else do it? I know they couldn't do it as well as you, duh. But could somebody else do it? Okay. And then those things that only you could do, circle those. But the other ones, the ones that like someone else could do it, even though it might kill you, put an asterisk by those. Next step, you got to delegate those things. And you also have to delegate in such a way that you are willing to let go of it. Here's an example. We just launched our blog for 1-3-1-method.com. You should go check it out. It's pretty sick. I mean, we provide the science and the review. And these aren't like, you know, the little blogs you see on your average fitness site. We've got a team of people, doctors and integrative healthcare professionals and registered dietitians with master's degrees, that their full-time job is to just research. And so we launched this blog with last week with, I think, 100 blogs on it. Some of those blogs are 4,000 words. Now, that's my brand. That's my baby. I want to read every single one of those blogs. I want to read every single word. I want to edit every single word. But you know what? I can't. I got to delegate that. And I have to know that my team is far more intelligent, knowledgeable, and thorough at this than I am, and I have to let them do what they do best. Would I love to read them? Sure. Is there a good chance that there's something on one of those blogs that I don't maybe agree with one sentence, or I think it should be written a little different way? Yep. But if we waited for me to do that, it wouldn't get done. So you have to take a look at the things that you'd like to get done. You think only you can do them. But you know what? If you ain't got the time to do them, they ain't never going to get done. So you're better off having someone else do it, even if they're not doing it exactly the way you would do it. My next suggestion to you is you need boundaries. Like, what are your non-negotiables? My non-negotiables are my fitness. I do that for my mental well-being. I do that so I don't kill strangers in other vehicles. I do that so that I'm happy and fun to be around. That's a non-negotiable. What else is a non-negotiable? Time with my family. Yeah, I love all these people who want to hustle, hustle, work, work, hustle, hustle, work, work, fly. I'll rest later. No, thank you. I've got a very limited time on this planet, and I want to spend it and devote it to the people that matter most. I know that's going to help me live the longest, and I know that those are the people who are going to be at my side when I'm on my deathbed holding my hand, and that's what motivates me to create and to stick to my boundaries. So you need boundaries. And then lastly, you need to practice saying this. Oh, that sounds great. Thank you so much. Let me check my calendar or send me the details and I'll get back to you. Stop saying yes so quickly. You can say, I would love to, but let me check first and see if I want to make sure I can. Say that. If you're a people pleaser, start with that. That's your first step. Well, I just left acupuncture. You were on the ride with me. Went to physical therapy, and now I'm at the office. Yes, it's 2 hours later than what I would normally be here at the office, but it is what it is, and I'm okay with that, and you need to be okay with that. Permission to live your life. Thank you so much for subscribing. Really means a lot to me. Before I jump out of the car, I just also want to mention that we've just decided as a team that what I am going to do is take the Shalene Show on the road, visiting towns and cities where I've got a nice pool of people who subscribe to the show. So I obviously can't go like everywhere. So the way that we've decided to do this is to create like heat maps where we can see the greatest number of our subscribers are. Like, so maybe that's Detroit, Michigan. Maybe that's Chattanooga, Tennessee. I don't know. But the only way we're gonna know is if you make sure you're subscribed. So click the subscribe button on whatever podcast app you're listening to. And then take a screenshot of it on your phone and email it to us. And in that email, just tell us the city and state where you would like us to come. Now, if you're worried, like, uh-oh, I hope there's more people than just me in this area, then you better recruit a few friends. Like, maybe steal your mom's phone, take a picture on her phone, send that along. Like, if you send a bunch of them in one email, we'll count those all as individual. We're putting, like, little tick marks so we can kind of keep track of what cities are going to be the most successful in terms of how many subscribers are there. So, anyways, you send the email to theshalenshow@gmail.com. The Shalene Show. Don't forget theshalenshow@gmail.com. You send us a screenshot so that you can prove that you're subscribed, and then tell us the city and state where you would like us to come, and that would be fantastic. The more we get from your area, the more likely we'll get to meet in person. Until then, I love you. Thanks for spending this time with me, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. You are thebomb.com.
This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day, this is a convenient, lightweight, simple-to-use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.